Technically, as we were reporting this morning, it is the highest level visit by an Obama administration official to the Middle East to restart the Middle East peace process. Vice President Joe Biden in Israel today.
I think we are at a moment of real opportunity. And I think that the interest of both the Palestinians and the Israeli people, if everyone will just step back and take a deep breath, are actually very much more in line than they are in opposition.
It's Vice President Joe Biden. Of course, the Middle East peace process has been stymied since the beginning of the Obama administration. We're joined now by BBC reporter Heather Sharp, who's in Jerusalem. Heather, I suspect there are a lot of people in Israel and among the Palestinians who wouldn't share that sense of optimism of Joe Biden. How is this visit going down?
Well, I think you're right. I think most people here have really quite low expectations of what is expected to be the restarting of some kind of talks. They're not even direct talks, which is what's happened in the past. These are indirect talks called proximity talks, which is going to involve George Mitchell, the US envoy, shuttling between the Palestinians and Israelis. The two sides seemed very much to struggle to believe the other side is for real, is serious about negotiations at the moment. And there's also actually both sides have tended to move away to harder line positions than they've had in past attempts to negotiate agreement. For example, the Palestinians have been demanding for the last year that Israel completely halt all settlement building, while the Israelis have demanded that the Palestinians recognise Israel as a Jewish state and said that Jerusalem, for example, must stay the eternal undivided capital of Israel. So there's been a bit of a hardening, and so I think people here have really quite low expectations.
Well, it's really disheartening to hear, Heather Sharp, and I'm wondering if it's fair to say that what was originally a dispute that related to Hamas's radicalism and its inability to sort of find any sort of agreement with the Palestinian National Authority has now become a year of bad faith between Palestinian representatives and Israeli representatives.
Well, Hamas is almost has almost become a separate issue in a sense.
Right.
The Americans have very much been focusing on the Palestinian Authority. And you're right that there is a kind of a silence about where is the place of Hamas in this process. Hamas is in Gaza. There's 1.5 million Palestinians there. And there's very, very little discussion, at least publicly, about what would happen even if the PA and the Israelis didn't reach an agreement. In terms of the Palestinian Authority, that discussion, that row between them and Israel has been about Israel's refusal to completely suspend settlement building on the West Bank. And this is the area the Palestinians want to have for their future state. But of course, the Israelis basically see some blocks of that as parts which are very, very likely to end up in their state. So they say, well, why should we stop building there? And even so, they've reined back construction, but what they haven't done is rein it back in East Jerusalem. And that for the Palestinians has been a deal breaker in terms of direct talks. And it remains so right now. They won't enter direct talks. They'll only do indirect talks.
As a long, in his long career in the Senate, Joe Biden was long a friend of Israel. Does he have a chance of moving things here or really just buying time?
Well, his message was very much one of friendship to Israel. He stressed the unshakable bonds between the US and Israel. And I think his involvement would probably be quite reassuring to the Israelis. But he did, again, have quite a stern message in a sense, saying that Israel's best prospects for security in the long term is a comprehensive peace agreement
Reassurance,
with its neighbors.
Perhaps not progress, though. Heather Sharp, BBC reporter in the Jerusalem Bureau on the Joe Biden visit to Israel.